Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, September 30th. You'll be interested to know, 139 years ago, today in 1882, Thomas Edison began operation of the first commercial hydroelectric power plant in Appleton, Wisconsin, a pioneering achievement in renewable electricity generation that illuminated factories and homes and heralded a new era of clean energy. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning, it's partly sunny, and it feels like 63 degrees with 5 mile per hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:24, and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:40. It looks like we're in for a mostly sunny Tuesday with a high near 74 and temperatures dropping to around 68 in the afternoon, accompanied by a light north wind. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low around 51 and a gentle northeast breeze. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just before noon with a high tide at 6. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 66 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, Wednesday will be sunny with a high near 63 and a northeast wind of about 12 to 15 miles per hour. Thursday stays sunny with highs near 60 and lighter northeast winds. Then Friday through Saturday warm up with highs rising to near 70 on Friday and near 75 on Saturday with southwesterly breezes. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Boston school officials are proposing a change to the admissions policy for the city's exam schools, aiming for a more equitable system for acceptance into these elite schools. The proposal would reserve 20% of seats for top-scoring students, regardless of where they live in the city, while the remaining 80% would still be apportioned across 4 tiers based on socioeconomic characteristics. Boston Public Schools Superintendent Mary Skipper emphasized that these changes intend to provide a pathway for the highest scoring students citywide, while maintaining equal invitations across socioeconomic tiers. The school committee will vote on this proposal on November 5th, with support from many parents who recognize the current system's limitations. Now on to sports. College football's Week 6 odds feature Miami and Alabama favored in top 25 matchups. This week includes 2 significant games, with number 3 Miami facing number 18 Florida State, where Miami is favored by 4.5 points. In the Southeastern Conference, Alabama is favored by 10.5 points against Vanderbilt. Number 9 Texas is a 6.5 point favorite at 1-3 Florida. 8 teams from the Associated Press Top 25 are actually on bye this week. And last night on Monday Night Football, the Dolphins beat the Jets in Miami 27-21. Tua Tagovailoa was 17 for 25, with 177 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and no interceptions. Justin Fields was 20 for 27, with 266 yards, 1 touchdown, and no interceptions. For Game 2 of the doubleheader, the Broncos beat the Bengals in Denver 28-3. Bo Nix was 29 for 42, with 326 yards, 2 passing touchdowns, and 1 interception. Jake Browning, in for the injured Burrow, was 14 for 25, with 125 yards passing, no touchdowns, and no interceptions. In local sports, welcome to Playoff Baseball, Red Sox fans. Today at 6 on ESPN, Garrett Crochet is on the bump to face Max Fried and the Yanks in Game 1 of this 3-game wild card playoff. This best-of-3 series will be played in New York. Winner of this series will go on to play the American League Division Series against the Blue Jays. In top news, the credit market is humming, and that has Wall Street on edge. Concerns mount that a frothy market is concealing signs of excess as sudden bankruptcies rattle investors. United States credit markets are running hot, maybe too hot. Investors are eagerly buying corporate debt, even though the rewards are lower than they have been in decades. The frothy mood has some on Wall Street worried that the market is priced for perfection and ripe for a fall. Two sudden bankruptcies in the auto sector have triggered conversations among bond investors and analysts. So far, there is no sign of wider fallout, but challenges like persistent inflation and rising defaults in private credit are concerning. In business news, Amazon has agreed to pay $2.5 billion to settle claims it misled Prime customers into automatic enrollment and made cancellation difficult. The Federal Trade Commission announced the settlement during a trial over the lawsuit, which accused Amazon of using manipulative user interface designs. Amazon will provide up to $51 to eligible customers and pay a $1 billion civil penalty. The company must also simplify cancellation processes and create a website explaining the settlement. Despite the settlement, analysts believe Amazon Prime's benefits will continue to attract consumers. Amazon shares fell about 1% following the announcement. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is up 2% to about $114,000. Ethereum is up 0.5% to just under $4,200. And XRP is unchanged at $2.88. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. In a recent comparison of navigation apps, Waze and Apple Maps were put to the test over 800 miles of driving. Both apps provide valuable features, but Apple Maps emerged as the top choice overall. While Waze offers a fun selection of voices, its interface can be distracting due to nearby users shown on the map itself. Apple Maps, with a cleaner interface, includes options for walking and biking, and its explicit directions are a standout feature. Additionally, Apple Maps allows users to download offline maps, which is crucial for areas with poor cell service. Ultimately, for reliability and clarity, Apple Maps takes the win. And in entertainment news, Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter's production of Waiting for Godot is a stylish but shallow interpretation of Samuel Beckett's classic. While their onstage chemistry draws applause, the performance lacks depth and connection. Reeves portrays Estragon with a blend of childlike curiosity and weariness, while Winter's Vladimir feels stiffer and less skilled. The rushed pacing hampers the dialogue's intended rhythm, overshadowing moments of silence that are essential to the play. Supporting characters, like Pazzo and Lucky, offer compelling mastery of Beckett's prose, adding intrigue to the production. However, the overall experience remains aesthetically pleasing yet hollow. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the American philosopher and psychologist, William James. And he said, "The greatest discovery of any generation is that a human being can alter his life by altering his attitudes." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.